Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Mem Beis. We are holding on Mem Aleph Mem Beis, two lines from the bottom. Yesterday we discussed the halacha of the Shloisha Chadashim, that 3 month wait period between marriages. And actually, today we're going to learn the reason, I should say the reasons, for this halacha. The most simple of which is, in order to separate the families, to know who's whom, which child belongs to which father. Tanu Rabbanu, Yevama shecholtzu lo achem b'toich shleisha. Suppose brother did chalitza. One brother did chalitza within 3 months of her husband's passing, which of course is not recommended. But if it was done, tzricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim. In that case, she still needs to wait, but only up until the 3 month mark starting from his passing, not from the chalitza. So you count 3 months from the day of his passing. You don't include the day of passing. And actually, the halacha brings the number 90. That's how we pass in 90 days. And that's it. She is free to marry. La'achar gimel. If chalitza was done after 3 months, which is the way it's meant to be, this way you're 100% sure that she's not expecting. In that case, go right ahead and marry out. Ein tzricha lahamtin gimel chadashim. There's no longer a need to wait 3 months. Because the point is to wait 3 months from the time of Misa. But now it's already past 3 months from Misa. Have, we can conclude from this, that hagimel chadashim she'amru, the 3 month wait period which was spoken about, starts from when? Mishas Misa Sabal, v'loy Mishas Chalitzas Hayavam. You start counting from the point of Reuven's passing, but not from the point of Chalitza. Tosis points out that's only because a Chalitza was done, which makes it clear to us that there was no Yibum, there was no Bia. But let's say the Yavam passed away. We don't see a chalitza in front of us. He just passed away. She has to wait another 3 months. Why? Because perhaps there was a Yibum done. On the wraps, there was a Yibum done. And we want to make sure that we separate. We make that interim period between husbands. And actually, the Beis Shmuel writes that today, nowadays, when we don't really allow, we recommend chalitza over yibum, we don't really apply yibum nowadays. So Tosis' concern would not apply. Even if the yavam passed away, you still would not suspect that there was a yibum done. As long as you have 3 months from Reuven's passing, from the first husband's passing, you're okay to marry out. Asks the Gemara, why is it that over here you suffice with 3 months from the time of Misa? Maishlom Migate, why is it different than a get? The Rav Amar Mishas Nasina. Let's say you write the get today and you only give it in a month from now. When do we begin counting the 3 month wait period? Rav says, not from the time of writing, because that's not really known and not discernible. Rather, you start from the point when he gave the get to the Isha. Ushmol Amar Mishas Ksiva, you start from the time of Ksiva. Because once you have that get written, yichud between them is no longer allowed. So rest assured that there's nothing going on. So why is it that over there, Ravel hold, you have to wait until the Nesina to count the 3 months. And over here we say, oh, count from the time of Misa. You should start counting from Chalitza. Because not everybody necessarily knows when the Misa was. Chalitza is a world event. So you should start from that. This way it's known. Anikar. Amarova Kavachemer. Through a Kavachemer we will conclude that it's not necessary. Why? Because, think about it. Let's say he would have chosen to do Yibum. When can he do Yibum? He has to wait 3 months. From when? From the Yibum? It's impossible. He's doing Yibum. 3 months from the time of Misa. Right? There's no other another option when it comes to Yibum. He dies, you wait 3 months, and you do Yibum. Yibum and Chalitza are sort of two sides of the same coin. If, pertaining to Yibum, you start the 3 months from the time of Misa, you have to do the same when it comes to Chalitza. Very difficult to differentiate between the two. It's a package deal. Kavachomer, Isu Kuris Yitarta. When it comes to Yibum, where in that case, the Shlesha Chadashim is to safeguard from any Yisurim, to ensure that she's not pregnant and she really is a Yavama, she needs your Yibum. So when it comes to the Isur Kuris Yitarta, you allowed it, meaning you suffice with 3 months from the time of Misa, Isur Lavli Kolshke, certainly when it comes to the heter of marrying out after Chalitza, which at most is just an Isur Lav, to marry out. Right? The Yavama marrying out is a Lav. So when it comes to that, certainly, these 3 months associated with that can be started from the time of Misa. It wouldn't make sense otherwise. It's one package. Chalitza, Yibum go together and follow the same track. Okay, now we're going to focus on the reason behind this takana. V'chein shar kol anoshim, just as a Yavama waits 3 months, likewise all other women, a gerusha, an almana, would wait 3 months prior to remarriage. Asks the Gemara, Vishlami Yavama, Kedamaron. We understand why Yavama needs to wait, as we spoke, because you might discover that she's expecting. That child will be a viable child. And she's not a Yavama. And he did an Isser. Married an Ishus Ach. So wait 3 months, which allows you to determine, because she begins showing at the 3 month period. And then you'll see whether or not she's Muberis. So that's understood. But when it comes to other situations, Anisha got divorced, got widowed, what's the point of waiting 3 months? Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum De Amar Kra, the Pasuk says proper yichus is having that clarity in one's lineage. I know I am Getzel's son, but if there's some sort of doubt as to whose son I am, something wrong with my lineage. Something lacking in my yichus, and there's something lacking with the hashras hashchina. In that case, Leo is lachode lekim ulazar acha acharecha. Hashem will be our lekim, will rest on us, and lazarecha acharecha. Rashi explains, ein hashchina shoyre el alavadoim shezaro miyuchas achrav. So even though Hashem knows, Torah is in our hands, so to speak. From our perspective, from our vantage point, and if we're not sure whose child this is, there's something wrong with his yichus. Lahavchin ben zaroi shal rishon lezaroi shal sheni. Therefore, we have that 3 month wait period to determine whose son he is. So, waiting 3 months allows us to discern, to differentiate between first husband and second husband. Masiv Rav, I have a kash on this. If that's the reason, what does the Brisa say? Just as it applies to regular Bnei Yisrael, Lefichach Ger V'Giyuris, it applies to a Ger V'Giyuris as well, a non-Jewish couple who converted together, they have to separate for the first 3 months. Tzrichen Lahamten Gimel Chadoshim. Why? Hocha Mai Lahavchen Ika. There's no discerning, there's no confusion. It's the same husband, the same wife. Answers the Gemara, yes there is. They're a different breed, they're different creatures now. They're Yisraelim. Hachinami ikal lahavche ben zera shenizra b'kedusha lezera shelenizra b'kedusha. You want to know whether this child born after Geras was conceived b'kedusha when they were both Jewish, or perhaps conceived prior to the father turning Jewish. You want to know that. And that's also an element of yichus, which has to be defined. So according to Shmuel, the reason for the 3 month period is to make that separation between first husband and second husband, or between when he was a Goy or a Yid. This allows us to determine identity. Rav Amar, there's an entirely different reason for this. In order to avoid any sort of Arayis pitfalls. You see, unless you actually wait 3 months, in which case, at the end of which you can see, well, she's not Muberes from the first one, and the child born down the road is from Shimon, rather from Reuben. Unless you do that, you're going to be confused. You're going to be generating all kinds of confusing situations. So let's say she only waits 2 months. Marries. A child is born 7 months down the road. You don't know. Is he Shimon's child, a 7-month baby, or Reuben's child, a 9-month baby? And what happens? They might think, okay, he's Shimon's child. In reality, he's really Reuben's. But they'll assume he's Shimon's. And 4 things can go wrong. Number 1, Gzeiro Shema Yisa Asachoysami Aviv. He'll think that he's Shimon's child. Down the road, he was read a nice shidduch. Reuben's daughter. He doesn't fathom that he's related to her, that he actually shares a father with her. He'll marry her. Number 2, V'yiyabim eshes achim me'imai. He thinks he's the second husband's child, Shimon's child. Shimon had another son, and with the same, you know, with this wife Rachel, right? So Reuben had married Rachel. He passed on, or he divorced. Rachel married Shimon, not a brother, a stranger, and you know, they had this child here, who's this Suffolk, who actually happens to be Reuben's child. Then they have another child together, another son, who passed away without children. And this son here, this fellow, who's really Reuben's child, will do Yibum to his brother's wife, his brother with whom he shares only a mother, not a father, because he's really Reuben's. He's really Reuben's child, and this so-called brother is Shimon's son. So they only share a mother, Rachel. That's an erva. Number 3, Yoytzis Yimel Ashok. Suppose Rachel has no children from Shimon. They'll think, well, sure he does. He has a son here, and she'll go marry out without Yibum. Number 4, V'yiftar Yivimtei L'Ashok. Suppose Reuben had another son, dies without children. They'll think, okay, she marries out. There's no other brothers available for Yibum. Really, there is. This boy over here, who they all think is Shimon's son. So make that 3-month wait period, which will allow you to determine that she's pregnant and Muberes from Reuben. And this child is indeed Reuben's child. Mos Rav Chananya Avakasha. Brisa says, B'kulan and Nikoyer Ben. You know, throughout the Masechta, we had many cases where we recommend Yibum. We recommend Chalitza. Chalitza is the only option. Achoyse Kuka, all kinds of cases where we don't allow Yibum. Rather, we apply only Chalitza. Bekulan anikore behen mishum takonas erva. The reason is to safeguard against erva and isur. Vekan, as opposed to this halach, the reason why we wait 3 months between Yibum, death and Yibum, Mishum Takanas Vlat. Sorry, not by Yibum. The reason why we wait 3 months between marriages, a non-Yibum situation, the standard 3-month interval between marriages is for the benefit of the Vlat, for the child. Which sounds like the first reason, Shmuel's reason, allows you to determine identity, right? V'imisa. According to you, Rava, the reason for the wait period to safeguard against Isurim, as he just explained, Kulu Mishum Takanas Erba. Why did the Braisa separate the concepts? Sometimes we do Chalitza because of the Erba situation, and sometimes we require, you know, the 3-month wait period because of the Takanas Vlad. It's all one and the same. It's because of the Erba that might result from confusion ensuing from not waiting that period. Says the Gemara, "Hai mishum takanas vlad, de loy lifkabu erva." It means like this. Typically, we will apply chalitza and no yibum in all kinds of situations of, you know, achay sakukah, etc., to keep the man and the woman, the yavam and the yivama, the parents, from doing yisurim. The reason why we institute a 3-month wait period between marriages all over is to save the vlad from doing erva. So of course it's all based on a chashash of running into arayas. But over here it's the child, this unidentified child, no man's child, who might run into arayas. Okay, so we have two reasons for the inyan of Shleisha Chadoshim, whether it's because of the Yichus aspect or because of safeguarding from Yisur. How long do we wait? 3 months. Why 3 months? Maybe 2 months? Maybe 1 month? The Gemara will now go through step by step. Why is it Dafka 3 months? Bishleim etam to meis Chadoshim etinase loy. We certainly understand why waiting just 2 months before marriage won't really help you. That's exactly the problem. That exactly is going to generate a suffix. She gets divorced. Waits 2 months. Marries. 7 months later, there's a child. We're not sure. Is this fellow Shimon's child? 7 month Shimon child? Or a 9 month Reuven child? Sveika Ibar Tisha Lakam. Is he a 9 month baby from Reuven? Ibar Shiva Labash? Or a 7 month baby relating to Shimon? So 2 months doesn't work. Wait just 1 month and marry. What happens? She gives birth after 7 months. Then you certainly know he belongs to Shimon. He's a 7 month Shimon baby. Because we know that a 8 month pregnancy, at least in those days, was not really viable. Wasn't practical. So it's either 7 months down the line and belongs to Shimon, and if it's 8 months down the line, then you know that he belongs to Reuven. He's certainly Reuven's child. Right? Because they waited a month, plus seven, and then he was born. So then you know he's certainly Reuven's child. So what's the problem? So why do you have to wait more than 1 month? Says the Gemara, but there's one more option, which will not be addressed. Inami letmanya yolda. You know what, really? He could have been born 8 months into the second marriage. What was the kasha? Let's go back for a second. If he's born after 7 months, he's certainly Shimon's child. If he's born after 8 months, he can't be Shimon's child. That's not viable. The only option is Reuven. Right? So it's 8 months plus that month in between, a total of 9. Reuven is his father. No, says the Gemara, let's say, Inami Litmanya Yodel. Suppose he was born after 8 months. There is still a chashash as follows. We can speculate. The Basrahu, he is Shimon's child. What do you mean? I thought that 8 months is not a viable pregnancy. No, Dilma ishtehuye ishtar. Chodesh echad v'yaber. Perhaps she only conceived a month into the marriage. That can happen. So he's really only a 7 month baby. But the pregnancy began a month into marriage. So according to that, he's Shimon's child. So you'll never know. Is that what happened? Or perhaps he's really a full-term baby from Reuben. So 1 month is not going to clarify anything. 1 month wait is not going to clarify. Okay, so that doesn't work. 1 month is out, 2 months are out. What about two and a bit? V'tamten shtei chadoshim mechza. Wait 2.5 months. V'tinase and marry. Why? V'ilu shiva yolda. If the baby is born 7 months into the second marriage, then you know for sure that Shimon is his father. Hai bar shiva labashrahu. He's a 7 month Shimon baby. And if he's born only 6.5 months into the marriage, which certainly is not a long enough pregnancy to be viable, the only option is that he's Reuven's child and he's a full-term baby. He's certainly from Reuven. So he had the 2.5 months between marriages plus 6.5 of the pregnancy, visible pregnancy, total of 9. He's Reuven's child. So why isn't that a solution? Why have to wait 3 months? 2.5 should be enough. Dibar Basro, because if he would be Reuven, Shimon's child, Barshito Pagaloi Chaye, 6.5 pregnancy doesn't work. It's not viable. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not a solution. Inami Lishito Pagayolda, even if she gives birth after 6.5 months, maybe can still speculate. The Basro, maybe he's Shimon's child. It works. 6.5 works. Even according to the Shita, that when an Isha carries full term, a full 9 month pregnancy, it needs to be full 9 months, no cutting corners. But an Isha who has a incomplete pregnancy, a 7 month pregnancy, in that case, once you chop, you can chop even more. It can be an incomplete 7 months. So 6 and a bit can work. This was when Shmuel was born. The Pasuk describes the length of his pregnancy as Tkufais and Yamim. A Tkufa, as we know, is 3 months. A year has 4 Tkufais. So Tkufa is 3 months. Tkufais, a total of 2 Tkufais, that's 6 months. And Hayamim is another 2 days. Miyot Tkufais Beis. The minimum Tkufais is 2. Miyot Yamim Shnayim. Likewise, 2 days. So you have 2 and a bit, 6 and a bit. That works. So this fellow who was born 6 and a bit into the second marriage could very well have been Shimon's child. So 2.5 doesn't work. The only thing that works is 3 months. Says the Gemara, why? V'tamten mashu v'tinosi. Let her wait just a little bit, a couple of days a week between marriages, and then marry. V'chimalu shleisha chadoshim libdika. Listen to this. We're going to reckon exactly 3 months or 90 days from the time of divorce or husband's death or whatever. And as we know, an Isha begins showing at the 3 month mark. So we'll see at that point. If she shows, then she's Reuven's, carrying Reuven's child. If at that point she doesn't show yet, and she begins showing a week later, then we know it's Shimon's child. Very simple solution. You need only wait a few days or a week. Amar of Safra, no, that's not an option. Ain't Boidkinus and Asuiz. We don't do this examination by married women where she says, check the dad and the breast. It's not honorable. Shlo Yizgan al Balein. We don't want them to lose favor in their eyes of the husbands. We don't want to mistreat them like that, so it's not an option. V'nivdika b'ilucha, but you can make an external test based on the marks that she makes when she walks, when she says a pregnant woman walks differently, a deeper footstep. It won't necessarily work. Isha mechapa atzman. Isha covers for herself, meaning she hides this type of simon. Why? She wants this son, forthcoming son, to take a part in the, get a share in the second husband's estate. So she sort of conceals the fact that she's pregnant. Okay, so bottom line is, all these options don't work. The only real viable option is the 3 month wait. At the end of which you see, look, she's showing, she's Mubaris from man number one. She's not showing, and she's free to go. That pretty much concludes that the upcoming child belongs to Shimon. Asks the Gemara, Hecha de Kimlon de Mubaris. Let's say, you know for a fact she's showing she's pregnant. Mubaris, Tinasi, why can't she get married? The whole point is to determine and discern and to identify and avoid confusion. You see she's pregnant, go ahead and marry. Alamatani, why did we learn in the Mishnah? Lo yisa adam. Mubaris chaveri, umenekes chaveri, one may not marry. An Isha is pregnant or nursing her former husband's child. In fact, it's so severe that vim nasa, if he goes and does it, yaitzi must separate, must divorce, v'lo yachzer lomis, and can't remarry. Here there's no question of confusion and identity. There's another reason. Gzeru shematase, ubra sandal, chashash is that by remarrying so quickly, she might become pregnant again. Perhaps not a successful pregnancy, as Tosfos Nafi Beis points out, but to the point that it's going to jam the fetus. Sandal is like a disfigured fetus and might actually damage it. If that's a concern, then it would apply to his own pregnant wife as well. So what's the solution? As we had back in Nafi Beis, according to Rav Meir, you do some intervention, a moich, some sort of material to prevent conception. Vilamad Omar, mina shemaim yirachmu, according to the Chachamim, that we just proceed conventionally and Hashem looks after it. So here as well, mina shemaim yirachmu, here as well. So if moich is an option for him, it should be an option for this case. If Hashem takes care of it when it's his concern, Hashem will look after this child as well. Right? So again, ilamad Omar, b'moich, b'moich. So that's the answer to his own son, right? The kashrus sidei nami. So if you hold meich as an option, you do the meich there. If Hashem looks after it, he'll look after it. That's when it's his own son, right? Hachinami, but here as well, if the other fellow's son, apply the same procedure. If meich is the option, but meich, so do a meich. That's the option. What's the difference if it's his own pregnancy or his or the other husband? Elohim dachsa. We're concerned that the tashmish experience will result in pressure being applied to this fetus and might actually damage it. So then, if it's his own pregnancy, the same concern applies. The day chayis aliyah, by his own child, he's more concerned and more careful. Hachanami chayis aliyah. Well, who cares if it's his or the other person's? Actually, says ein adam miskaven larig anefesh chas v'shom. Yid is careful not to cause damage and harm. So, what's the reason? Answers the Gemara: there's a financial interest here, a financial concern. Elostam uberes lemenika kaima. Typically, a uberes, an expectant woman, is slated for nursing. She's going to nurse the new child. And therefore, Dilma y Abra, we're concerned that if she becomes pregnant again, it's going to affect the quality of her milk. Ume akar chelba, the chelba will become, deficient and will not be able to sustain the nursing baby. The katla lay, which will result in her being malnourished and eventually chas v'shalom dying. So don't run that risk. Let her run her course, have her baby, finish nursing, and then she can remarry. So why doesn't it apply to his own pregnant wife? The day, if it's his own kid, she'll supplement her milk with eggs, milk. She'll feed him supplemental items. Okay, so if she's pregnant from the former husband, the same thing could apply. They can supplement his feeding needs with other things. Lo yav lebal, who's going to support it? The husband's not going to pay for it. Okay, she can go back to the former husband's family and get money there. Amar Abaye, isha boisha love lebezn. And isha typically is embarrassed, she's shameful. She hesitates to go to the bezn and collect for the child's needs. And therefore, she's not going to have enough. And her milk will not suffice. If it regazes, but no, as a result, the child will die. So that's the reason. It's unrelated to our sugya. It's a financial concern which might lead to the child being malnourished and endangered. Bottom line is, we always wait at least 3 months between marriages. When it's a yibum circumstance, it's pashut, because you don't want to run the risk of her being pregnant with a vlachal kayam, in which case she doesn't need the yibum, in which case the yibum is an avera. What about other nashim? What about the geir v'giyuris? We have two reasons. Either because the three-month period allows us to discern whose child belongs to whom, which is an advantage, which is a positive element in the concept of yichus, or according to Rava, to avoid all kinds of arayas pitfalls. The Gemara goes through the cheshbon and calculates why dafka 3 months. Now, who does this halacha apply to? Does it only apply to an isha who can practically, who carries a chance of being pregnant, or do we apply it universally, in all cases, without differentiation? We just keep it as a flat out halacha. Which way do we do it? It's machlekes tanoim. So the Mishnah says achas basulis v'achas b'ulois. In all cases, we apply the shleisha chadash. Now, why the repetition? Basula is naturally we assume basula is the arusa, and the nesua is the b'ula, right? So why the repetition? Hainu basulis v'hainu arusis. We assume the basula and arusa are one and the same person. Hainu b'ulois v'hainu nesuis. A b'ula, the issue had that attachment experience. She's a nesua. So why does the Mishnah go through them once and again? Amar b'docha ka'amar. No, the Mishnah is just explaining itself. Achas basulais, achas b'ulais. Whether she's a basula or b'ula. Shinis arm lo'oi, shinis garshu. Who are widowed or divorced. And the Mishnah explains itself. Be'mina erison. Whether it's only from, have been engaged to that first husband. In which case, she's still a basula. And doesn't really, practically, carry the risk of being pregnant. Obeyman and Asuin, or whether she's coming off a marriage, in which case she's a Ba'ula and really has a chance of being Mulberis. Either way, we apply the halacha without differentiation. We don't want to create confusion. Every Isha has to wait. Says the Gemara story with Rabbi Lazar, who he didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash that day. So afterwards he met Rabbi Asi. What did Rabbanu speak about when I missed it? What was going on in the Beis Medrash? Amar Leih, he told him, look, Hachim Rabbi Yechon, I'll tell you Halach, name Rabbi Yechon, Halach Rabbi Yosi, when it comes to the Shaila of Gimel Chadashim, the Tanakhama says it applies to all Nashim equally, Rabbi Yosi says, no, it only applies where there's a tangible chance of pregnancy. And that's how we paskin. That was the Chiddush we learned in the Beis Medrash when you were not there. Says the Gemara, Mechlal Di Yechido Poligol, do you mean to say, the fact that you're ruling like Rabbi Yosi, is that an indication that the opposing view is only an individual? Meaning the Tanakhama, now Mishnah, says that it applies universally to all cases, is not the Rabbim, is not the multitude. Rather, it's a Yachid which enables you to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Otherwise, you would have to follow the Rabbim. And yes, 100%. But Tanya, as we find the following Brisa, that actually we're going to have a name to the Shita. It's Reb Meir. Brisa says, Haresha, Haisa, Redufa. We're going to have a long list of all kinds of unusual circumstances, cases where it's very unlikely or even impossible for the Isha to be pregnant, and still Ramey will say she must wait 3 months. We don't want to differentiate. Here we go. Haresha, Haisa, Redufa. Leilech Lebesavia. She was always homesick and always running back home. Very unlikely that a pregnancy ensued. Or there was discontent and quarreling at home. Her husband was in prison. He was an elderly fellow. She was unwell. She miscarried after her husband's passing. Now you know for sure she's not pregnant. Or she was physically unable to have children. She was an elderly woman. Or young. Again, she was not fit for children, physically fit, or she was unfit for children for another reason. Rashi says she has some sort of, she took some sort of potion. So Akora, Rashi learns she was missing the female organs that allows for it. Ailanis is, she's not in sync on the hormone front. And the Einuri Leilid, she took some sort of sam, which disallows pregnancy. Okay, so in all these cases, still, Sricha, Ahamtin, Gimel Chadashim, Divrei Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, we still institute a 3-month wait period. But we're not Machalk, Loi Plug. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Soma Gorish Rabbi Yosi, Mater Loris Ulunasa Miyad. He says, look, in these cases, what's the issue? Go get married right away. Clearly, the Shita that's Chilik is Rav Meir, he's a Yachid, and therefore we have the luxury of paskening like Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rabbi Chibaba, no, Chazubay Rabbi Yechon, Yishanor Rabbi Yechonan came back, reverted, was Chazer, that indeed we apply this halacha in all cases equally. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ihadar Bey, you know what, I have an idea why he would have changed his mind. Mimas Nisa de Karma Hadar Bey, it was due to the upcoming Brisa, which was quoting the Chachamim and the Kerem B'Yavna, that was after the Churban, they sat as rows in a vineyard. So those Chachamim, they held the belief that the din of Shlesha Chadashim applies to all women equally, and therefore Rabbi Yechanan would have changed his mind based on that brisa. We see the Rabbim disagreed with Rabbi Yosi, the Sanya. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi Shel Rabbi Yechanan Breker. Shamati mipi chacham bekerem biyavne. You should know, I heard from the chacham in kerem biyavne. By the way, the reason why it's called kerem and they sound like that, some learn the remez is that the divrei Torah, the Torah shebal peh, which we work on, we toil and produce with great effort. The Mishnah actually, Mishnah of Avodah Zarah calls it yena shel Torah, the depth, the crux, the pnimius, the wine of Torah drawn out of those grapes. So that's the correlation between the Sanhedrin and the Yeshiva and the Kerem. In any case, what do they say? Kulon tzrichos lahamten shlosh chadashim. In all cases, we need to wait 3 months. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zrika. He tells Rabbi Zrika, ki ailas lakamei de Rabbi Avo. When you go into Rabbi Avo, Rami le, please ask him the following stira. A stira in Rabbi Yechon himself. Mi amar Rabbi Yechon an lach kastam k'Rabbi Yosi. How could Rabbi Yechon even say? How could he even suggest that we follow Rabbi Yosi? That we only apply the halacha selectively. When we need it, when it's practical. Rabbi Yechon himself taught us that when it comes to halacha, we follow a stam mishnah. Halacha is stam mishnah. We always follow a mishnah which was presented anonymously. Tosfos brings that Rabbi Akadish had that in mind. He wanted us to pass like the mishnah, so he would not add a name to the halacha. This way, it would be presented as the majority opinion, so to speak. Because remember, Rabbi himself, it wasn't his own doing. The Mishnah was a compilation, which was really a joint project. Rabbi would sit with many, many Chachamim and Talmidim, and together they edited and they compiled the Mishnah. So when they decided this is the proper halacha, they just presented it without a name. This way it would be accepted as fact, you know, at face value. So once we do that, we follow Stam Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Utanan. Let's turn back two pages. We have a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah without a name, which says, "Utnan kol anoshim, all women, lo yinasu, lo yisarsu, don't get married, don't even get engaged, achiyu lehem shlesh chadoshim, until they wait 3 months, achas besulis, v'achas beulis." Here we go. It's a fact. It's a Stam Mishnah. Omer lei. Rav Avo responds a bit harshly. The Ramalach, the person who sent you with this question, wasn't paying attention to the flour that he was grinding. He wasn't paying attention to what he was saying. True, it's a stam. It's a stam Mishnah, but it's achach kach machleikasi. Go further. In that Mishnah itself, we have a machleikas following the Tanakama. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi who disagree. And when that happens, and you have a stam followed by machlekes, that undoes the value of the stam. If ain't aloch a stam, don't have pop. V'itimar b'yechon, b'yechon himself tells us, machlekes, v'achach stam. If you find a halacha presented as a machlekes in one mishnah, and then it's followed by another mishnah, or in the same mishnah, another mishnah, as she says, as long as it's the same seder, like a nashim or a zikim, close by, the same halacha presented as a stam without any, dissenting views. That is an indication that Rabbi HaKadosh wanted to paskin like that halacha. Halacha is stam. That's why he started with the machlekes. Let me give you the background, but then he followed the stam. This is how we conclude. But if it's stam, it starts with a stam. An anonymous shita. And then it's followed by machlekes. That undoes the stam. Stam. V'achakach machlekes. In halacha is stam. The fact that he added the machlekes is indicative of the fact that he doesn't want to pass like the stam. And that's what happened here. Sure, we start with a stam. All women have to wait 3 months. But then we follow with a machlekes. We have dissenting views. We have chalkim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, who disagree. They hold that we only apply the halacha selectively when needed, when it presents a practical concern. And that was Rabbi Yechonon's thinking when he backed Rabbi Yosi. Continues the Gemara. Mestamech va'azel. Rav Avo was walking along and leaning on Akatfei de Rav Nachum Shamei on the shoulders of his attendant Rav Nachum. Okay, they're walking along. Manket va'azel. So Rabbi Nachum took the opportunity and was collecting Hilchos HaMinei, all kinds of halachos from his Rebbe Rav Avo. Firstly, Boy Minei asks him like this. Machlekes What happens if it's a machlekes and then followed by a stam? Amalei halachka stam. Of course, we follow a stam. What about a stam and then ve'achagach machlekes mai? What happens there? Amalei ein halachka stam. That undoes the value of the stam. Now, let's say we have a combined Mishnah and Braisa arrangement. Stam abimasnisen. We start with a stam and a Mishnah. Stam abimasnisen machlekes with Braisa, and then it's followed by a machlekes and a Braisa. Mai, what happens there? Does the Braisa affect the Mishnah? Does it undo the Mishnah? Amalei, no, of course not. Halachka stam. Mishnah stands higher than a Braisa. We follow the Mishnah. What about if it's machlekes masnisen, with stam of a Braisa? The other way around. You start off with the Mishnah, we have machlekes. Then the same exact halacha is presented in a Braisa down the road, without any opposing view, without any machlekes. My, what's the halacha here? Perhaps you can say that because it's a stam, that carries higher value. It's indicative of the fact that we're meant to paskin like this. Armalei, he responded, of course not. No way. A braisa can't adversely affect the Mishnah. Tell me, if Rebbe HaKadosh, the Rebbe, did not learn it, did not present it in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chiya, minayin loy, how would Rabbi Chiya, his Talmud, who compiled the Braises, know that indeed this is the way we're meant to follow lehalacha? So basically what I'm meant to say is that if in the Mishnah it's not presented as a stam, how would Rabbi Chiya do that? So the fact that it's a stam and a Braise doesn't really carry much weight. Okay, let's conclude with a brief chazara. Today we discuss the halacha of Hamtonas Gimel Chadashim. That interval period between two marriages, a total of 3 months. Now, why would we need to apply this Gimel Chadashim? So when it comes to Yibum, it's pashut, because we don't want to run the risk of arayis. What about other cases? Okay, so firstly, when do you start counting the 3 months? From the point of Misa. From the point of Misa. And the Chiddush is even by Chalitza. We don't start from the Chalitza. We start from the Shas Misa. But when it comes to Gerushin, not say the get was written today, but only handed over later on, here we have a Machlekes. Shmuel says, from the Shas Ksiva, there's no more Yichud, there's no concern of children. Rav says, you know what, it's not really known to all. Rather, start from the Shas Nisina, which is an event, public event, and now you'll start your 3 months. This way it's clear that she waited 3 months. Why would you wait 3 months? So aside from Yivama, which we know, we have two other reasons. Havchanas Zera, to determine whose child this newborn is, Reuven's or Shimon's, and the point is that it adds to his Yichus. Or according to Rava, to avoid all kinds of Araya situations. Now let's say there's no Hashash of any Zera. She's unable to bear children. Saktana, Arayliness, all these types of cases. According to Tanakama, the halacha is not applicable. According to Rabbi Yossi, sorry, according to the Tanakama, we applied even in this case, it's a universal takana without differentiations. According to Rabbi Yossi, we apply it selectively, only when needed, when there is a real concern of confusion. How do we paskin? So initially, Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But then the Gemara says, it is chozaboy, based on the Mishnah, based on the Braisa, we had the Rabbim, the Karen B'Yavna, who supported the Tanakama Shita, that the halacha of three Chadashim is universal without any exceptions. We concluded with the Stam and Machlekes formulas. If you start with a Machlekes, then with a Stam, you follow the Stam. You start with a Stam and then follow it with a Machlekes. In that case, Ein Halacha Stam. And we said that the Braisa can never go ahead and change the halachas as presented in the Mishnayos, because Rebbe was the Rebbe, and the halacha is determined based on the way Rebbe presented the halachas. Much hatzlacha to you, and all the best always.